This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, we're back again. The WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz, with no Ike today. Is he a team guy or is he a team guy? We'll find out today. Fritz, how you doing, buddy?
Now, usually when one of us is out, it's, oh, thank God. No Jack on the show. Oh, thank God.
No Spike.
No Spike on the show. Are we going to get a similar reaction that Ike's not here?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't see that. That's not on my bingo card.
No,
not on my bingo card.
No,
so,
not me.
First off, happy birthday to Jill Fritz.
Oh,
it's your birthday today.
Are we leading with
she
your
She made
wife's
it another
birthday.
Year, another yes. another trip around the sun. So.
Happy birthday, Jill.
Yes, yes. So, big stuff, big stuff, big stuff, Spike. That's all I got.
Oh, you guys, Buzz, how he's doing?
Nah, I don't care. I mean, okay. Buzz, how are you doing in there?
I'm doing great. How
all
about
right,
you, Jay?
You
wow,
go.
What a professional.
Yeah, holler at your boy.
See, so I can't do that. I sound like a loser.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do it. I just did it, I guess. So Ike returns tomorrow. Ike is out today. We have a big show nonetheless, as this is the first day of the debate days we're having this week.
All trying to figure out who's the master.
Yeah, the master debater.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have some debates throughout the show. I think we're going to focus mostly, though we will debate sports here, we will focus our debates today on the non-sports debates. I have
the most important debates.
Yeah. Well, they are, people get pretty fired up about most of them, especially the first one that we'll do at 2:30.
Sure.
We'll have Elliot join us at 3:00 today to talk about the Nick Sirianni extension and the hiring of Joe Douglas. Big news in Eagles world. But we were hit with big news in Phillies world yesterday. Now, we could have just had a day where we celebrate one of the best debuts in Phillies pitching history, rookie debuts in pitching history with Mick Abel's debut. But we got the word beforehand that Jose Alvarado is suspended 80 games and the playoffs for a PED violation. Here's what Dave Dombrowski said about the suspension.
It's not something he did knowingly. I believe that the way he talked to me. We had our support. It's a very, basically, the system is a very stringent system. It's very, because in the sense that you're responsible for what goes into your body. That's what it really comes down to. And so I know what he was doing. He was trying to take a weight loss reduction. That's what, and he's always been self-conscious of his weight and working hard on it. And something he took gave a positive result. So, but ultimately, it's a situation where if that happens, you're still responsible for it.
So,
come on, Spike, you can relate to that.
Oh, yes. Very simply, he simply took something that unknowingly put artificial testosterone in his body.
Oh, it's just testosterone.
Yes, no big deal. So, first of all, I think it's like only sports where, or maybe it's probably not only sports, but it's funny to me in sports, these guys are, their entire career and livelihood is their body. They are tested constantly for substances they can't take. Yet, almost all of them, when they test positive, be like, oh, I had no idea that it was in that. As if you could have just like eaten cereal one day or taken a protein shake and it had testosterone in it. So what, you know, while I do not believe, like, I guess I don't have any information on it. I do not believe he didn't know what was putting in it. He didn't know what he was putting into his body. Maybe he didn't investigate as to whether that would show up as an illegal substance. Maybe he didn't know it was illegal. But I do believe that he knew what he was putting in his body,
well,
at least.
All of a sudden, his sinker was back up 2 miles an hour.
Well, that's
his cutter was at 95 again. It looked like prime Alvarado.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't... We don't know that one is causes the other, but the fact that he took these things and then all of a sudden he looked like good again this season after being missing for 2 years, basically.
He's good in 23, but yeah.
Yeah.
Last year was certainly a massive step back.
So that thing aside, I think the bigger question is how big a deal is this for the Phillies? Because he has been their most reliable reliever this year, I think, all things considered. So how big a deal do you think it is?
So I really don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, obviously you want to have Jose Alvarado in your bullpen, but I was surprised at a lot of the doom kind of feel yesterday, at least online, especially, you know, Elliott wanted them to sell the deadline. They're on pace for 97 wins. But
99 wins, I think.
Are they now? Now yes. 97 before yesterday, now on pace for 99.
99
Thank
wins.
You for clearing that up.
Yeah,
as the only person that believed in the Phillies on this show.
Well,
let the record show.
Yeah.
Let the record show. I still feel really good. Like I have faith it's going to work out. And, you know, I think a lot about Dombrowski's old teams. And I think about his last team that he built to win a title, and that was the 18 Red Sox. And, you know, I think that when the postseason rolls around, the Phillies have such a plethora of starters that they're going to be able to put one of those or even two of those guys into the bullpen in October. And it's most likely going to work out, whether you want to do Ranger, whether you want to do Chris Sanchez, because he's already under contract and they can just say, I know this is dependent upon Nola, obviously getting back to being Nola, but let's say they're all healthy. They have a plethora of starters and they have Chris Sanchez under contract. You're telling me I get 98 with that changeup coming out of the bullpen. That's a problem. So, you know, as it stands right now, they're going to have to tread water pretty much until the trade deadline. They're on a nice, they have a nice cushion. They're 10 games on over 500. They are only a game back in the NL East, game and a half back in the NL East. And the reality is, like, we can scream until we're blue in the face, Dombrowski, make a trade, make a trade, make a trade. Well, teams know the Phillies need a bullpen arm right now. It's going to cost you more than you would most likely want to give up. So, you know, I think that when the trade deadline rolls around, they'll have to obviously go get another bullpen piece and probably a high-end bullpen piece. But on the overall feeling heading into the middle part of the season and eventually into the postseason, I still feel really good. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal, and I think it's something that they'll actually be able to I think they're going to be able to turn it into a positive by having one of those starters go into the bullpen.
And you're really warmed up about this, aren't you?
I feel great. Maybe because Mick Abel just went 6 shutty and struck out 9, a little fired up.
It was great. Let the league get a little tape on Mick Abel. 215-592-9494. How big a deal do you think the Alvarado thing is? I think you're short selling it some, actually. I'm generally positive about the Phils and how they've played this year and the fact that they got through that tough spot. But you saying that this will mean that at the deadline they'll need to go get a plus bullpen arm. They already needed to go get a plus bullpen arm at the deadline. Like 2 weeks ago, if you had asked people what their biggest concern was, and we did, most people said it was the bullpen.
Uh-huh.
And Alvarado has been their best bullpen piece and was pitching well at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to say that this means they'll need to go get a bullpen piece, I think this means they need two bullpen pieces. And to be honest, and I know you're talking about the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
I think you got to get to the playoffs first. And they're, you know, like, their offense has settled in nicely. Their starting pitching has been really good.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the year, when you're looking back between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs, that could be 2 or 3 games. And that could be 2 or 3 games that happen in the next month and a half before
sure.
the trade deadline. So, and if you look back at the last, what are the Phils? 29-17? If you look back at the last month and a half of baseball and say, okay, take Jose Alvarado off the Phillies, what's their record? They probably lose 3 more games or 4 more games. So my concern is getting to the trade deadline, and I actually think I'm not saying make a trade now, but the idea about putting Ranger in the bullpen now and leaving Mick Abel up, I think, is something they should consider.
Yesterday, in watching Mick Abel, my first thought was bullpen, especially because on top of the Alvarado thing, like, can this work out of the bullpen? And like, I saw 99 with that curveball, with that slider that I think if he threw more, it could be a really effective pitch. And instead of just sending him back down, if you want to put Taiwan back in the rotation, sure. Like, knock yourself out. I saw maybe that, like, Mick Abel could be a weapon for this team out of the bullpen that could help stabilize it. I mean, like, if you tell him, go get five outs and leave it all out there two times a week, I mean, that's a bullpen razor.
Then that would be something, though, that I think they should do now.
And I think all options have to be on the table now with Alvarado being down.
Right.
I think that's why not that I'm excited Alvarado's down. Of course, I want Alvarado. But I'm curious to see how they navigate their way through this. And I know the original plan was bring up Mick Abel and send him back down. But I don't know how you didn't watch him yesterday and try to find some kind of role for him on this team.
And they did. I know they would likely wait until tomorrow anyway before they officially do it. But they didn't officially send Mick Abel down, did they?
I think it's going to happen today.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Do you think the loss of Alvarado is a big deal? I guess a sort of deal or no deal at all? Jack isn't worried. I'm a little worried about the Alvarado thing. We do have a next question today, Jack.
Yes, we do.
As we start debate days. So this is a different one. It's sort of like we're going to ask a question so you can ask a question. So the best one today is going to get tickets to your choice of Thomas Rhett, July 11th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Are you a Rhettsman?
I am not a Rhettsman. Is that country music?
Yes.
Okay. Creed, July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Come hang out with the show?
Or The Offspring, July 29th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, as we celebrate Live Nation's $30 ticket to summer special offers on select shows from May 21st while supplies last. You can go to livenation.com/ticket. So, for next question today, being that there is no Ike, and it is debate days.
Right.
If you have a specific bone to pick with me or Jack.
Or even Buzz. What would someone have a problem with you, Buzz, by
I'm
the way?
I'm going to call in. Yeah.
Spike's got plenty of problems.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. A lot of gripes with Buzz.
A lot of people wouldn't mind having me out of the way.
Yeah? Well, wow. You think Fran's going to call up?
Yeah. Where's Fran? Where's Deep Voice Luke? Buzz's list of people.
Yeah.
If you have a bone to pick with Buzz, we'd love to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you have a bone to pick with me or Jack on next question today, we will ask you, do you have a specific bone to pick? The best one will get your choice of tickets to Thomas Rhett, Creed, or The Offspring. And we are limiting the bones to one Jalen bone per hour.
Yeah.
So if it
better be a big bone,
yes,
if you're going to call in and try to debate us on Jalen.
Yeah, okay. If it's Jalen related, that is fine, but it is one an hour. All right, on to Alvarado, 215-592-9494.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is your concern level with the Phillies now that Jose Alvarado out for 80 games and the playoffs? Putting this guy in this situation is dangerous.
Yep.
Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew? What it do?
Hey, I'm missing Ike today.
Always.
I mean, you guys started off with a great intro. Like, I love it. I love where the show's going right now. I just want to talk about if I was Dave Dombrowski, what decisions I'd make.
Well, by the way, I mean, you totally nailed the Sky report on Nick Cabell. I mean, just came up and shoved yesterday, buddy.
Hey, I mean, stats don't lie. The numbers don't lie.
It's true.
If you see his production coming up, you would understand that he's not a bad pitcher. He struggled recently, like last year, but he turned around this year.
It's good.
So what would you do if you were Dombrowski? Okay.
So it's going to have to come at flexibility of players. What they want to do, what they don't want to do. The big thing is Ranger. Ranger's on a contract year. You know he wants to get paid, and you know he wants to get paid as a starter. But will he make a sacrifice for later in the season to go into the bullpen? Will Mikabel
come out of the bullpen? It's Abel.
Able.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you continue.
No, not today. Not when he goes six shutouts, striking out nine. You can't say a bell.
Yeah, we got to get the name right. Only Ike can get names wrong for weeks on
that. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You call him out on that.
Yeah. No.
Will Mick Abel be able to be in the bullpen for the postseason? So that I like for our future is maybe going in, getting a guy at the deadline if it doesn't cost too much. Like a guy in our system, like a Rincone in the minor leagues or someone of that caliber, to go get a contract year reliever. And Helsley may be off the table now because the Cardinals are winning a lot. They're two games behind the Cubs. I like Fairbanks again from the Rays.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the rest of the year, especially for the postseason, I like Wheeler, I like Luzardo, and I like Ranger in the starting rotation. I think Sanchez and Ranger are going to go flip-flop for who's in the bullpen and who's not.
Well, and thank you for the call. Okay. What the Nola thing is a big piece of all of this.
Totally.
You know,
you can't move Sanchez or like he needs to figure it out before you're thinking about moving any of those guys to the bullpen.
Absolutely. And especially because both of them have been starters for so. Are you just talking about the playoffs? Or are you talking about before the playoffs? Moving either of those guys to the bullpen?
Well, so Sanchez would be more playoffs. And again, that is totally dependent upon health and guys pitching well, because Sanchez is our second or third best starter.
Yeah.
So it'd be bold. Ranger, I guess, could theoretically be earlier. I think Sanchez more in October. And then there's the whole Painter factor. I mean, like, I wouldn't put Painter in the bullpen. They've said again yesterday they're not doing it. And I think the difference between like Abel and Painter from the standpoint of like, oh, you're putting a prospect in the bullpen is like Mick Abel's thrown the most innings in minor league baseball the last couple of years. He's durable. Like he's healthy. Painter's coming back from Tommy John. And that's where I come down on, you know, heading into the stretch run here. If they don't trade Mick Abel, I know that it seemed like that was a showcase kind of start. By the way, not a bad showcase. That's a good thing to put on tape for opposing teams. But I again, if he can help this team, and you don't have to maybe trade him for some kind of reliever, I would rather do that. But I don't know. I just they have, as long as everyone's healthy, there are some really decent options to where they can they can handle this blow.
Yeah, I just think they need to figure it out now. I guess,
but you also can't take Ranger out of the rotation right now. I don't think.
Why not?
I don't think.
Why not?
Because he's still he is trying to get a new contract.
And who cares?
But it's how you handle a player. Like, I don't think you can just say. I don't know if that's the great relationship to have with Boris, is making a guy go to the bullpen against his will in a contract year.
Oh, make yeah, I guess. I understand the big picture thought of it, but also I can also imagine other teams looking at this and understanding the situation.
Sure.
Like, if he goes in and he's really good in the bullpen, I think he actually raises his value in the offseason.
Yeah, so it's a conversation. Like, yeah, Scott, yeah. Like, I know it's the best thing we have to do for our team.
Yeah.
And you can say that to other teams when you're marketing this offseason, that we had to do it for what where we were circumstantially.
And if he looks good, I think it you know, if you're looking at Ranger to sign him, it makes him look like an option either way.
Sure.
And it's not like he's going to go into the bullpen and be mop-up guy.
No.
Like, when we put Taiwan Walker in the bullpen, the thought was, okay, when there's a game that's 9-1 in the fourth, we're going to put Taiwan in. But I think Ranger goes in there and you put him in as your, if Romano right now is your number one high leverage reliever, like
Strom's probably two.
Strom's probably two, but then Rangers right after that, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Ranger was the closer in 21 for a little bit of a stretch there. Ranger, it's funny, but the funniest part about Ranger in the bullpen is that it's not like his stuff would go up by a ton. Like, he'd kind of just be a starter version. But like, you look at it right now, Strom and Banks, Banks to me is not a high. I don't care what his ERA is. Like, we've seen these guys have lowish kind of ERAs and it's fluky, and then they get into a high lever spot, they get blown up. It's just Strom. So yeah, I mean, if Painter's close, he's going to be coming up probably in 2 weeks. Yeah, then maybe we have a little bit of Ranger discussion.
215-592-9494. How big a deal is the Alvarado suspension? Sean in Florida, you're on WIP. What's up, Sean?
Hey guys, thanks for having me on.
Yes,
what's
sir?
Up, Sean?
I have a little bit of a different perspective on this. So I think it goes without saying it's every player's responsibility to know what drugs are on that list. This is their career, it's their professional career, so it's on him. The other thing I would add to this is, if what he was doing, if he was feeling lethargic, he got some blood work, the blood work came back and said his testosterone levels were low, taking some form of a PRT, which is just testosterone replacement therapy, is literally just designed to bring somebody's testosterone levels up to normal healthy levels. We're not talking about some sort of performance-enhancing drug like a steroid. That's not what we're talking about. And so the reason I say all this is because, as much as he's at fault, perhaps Major League Baseball needs to take a look at, you know, what is on that listing of banned substances.
Well, so I understand what you're saying, Sean, but I sort of disagree conceptually in you saying that, look, all it's doing is bringing your body back up to normal. Like, you could say that really about any PED. I mean, you could say it about it. You could. Hold on, Sean. If I have a degenerative issue in my knee and I'm taking HGH to help the degenerative issue in my knee, which it has been shown to do, I could say, hey, look, I'm just taking the drugs to get myself to normal. A lot of the players that took steroids, we look back and we see players that take steroids and we think of Barry Bonds and we think of, but like the players that were Iron Men, and I'm not saying Cal Ripken took steroids, but there are a lot of players that took steroids to come back from injury and to battle back from injury. So there is a very thin line between taking a banned substance to get quote unquote back to normal. But if your body isn't at that point, and who is to say that a player whose testosterone is naturally lower couldn't just take it to make it average, which you're saying is fine. It's true. That's why they have to have hard lines on this. And
I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree, because again, you're going back to the steroid claim, which I totally am on the same page with you. No one should be taking steroids. It's detrimental to your health. It gives you superhuman powers. Okay. I'm not in that camp. What I'm trying to say to you is, and you're correct, everyone's blood marker symbols, it's a sliding scale. But you have to rely on the patient to tell you if he or she feels good, if he or she feels normal. And the blood results will show if you're within that healthy range. We're going to have to agree to disagree here, because there's a huge difference between getting your testosterone levels up to a healthy level versus taking some sort of steroid.
No, well, how about this? Last question, and we can agree to disagree. Let's say I have a degenerative issue in my knee. Should I be able to take HGH to fight that degenerative issue in my knee?
I don't know enough about human growth hormones, honestly, to answer that question.
Okay.
I don't know enough about it.
I just think there's a point at which here's where I agree with you. I think science in general is more complicated than these rules these rules are difficult to apply given where science is with a lot of these things.
Agreed.
But to go all back to, and this is the first point that you made, Alvarado, like he can't do this. Like, this is on him. You can say this should be legal, which is fine, but it isn't. And to say that all he did was take he did it to take weight loss and he had no idea. Like, either he's lying that he had no idea, or he had no idea and he is guilty for having no idea, which is, ignorance can't be your defense for doing these things.
So. Well, I use it all the time.
Well, yes.
Can I give you a bone?
Yes, please.
For next question today, if you have a bone to pick with me or Jack, we'll pick the best one, and the best one gets a pair of tickets to either Thomas Rhett, Creed, or The Offspring. All right, go ahead.
One of these times, I'm waiting for you guys to actually reply back to me on Twitter. No one ever replies back to me. But anyway,
sorry.
A bone to pick with you would be
with me.
If you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk and have accountability.
That's right.
This show's about accountability.
Uh-huh.
I am finding it difficult to believe, and I think many of the listeners are. How many push-ups do you think you can do? I want to see full repetition. Good form. What do you say? 200 push-ups?
250. First of all, number one, I'd never said I can do them consecutively. I think, Jack, you would
agreed.
At least agree.
Sure, yeah.
I said five sets of 50 within 90 minutes. That's what I normally do. The second thing I would say is, and Jack can attest to this, I was accosted by a listener at Citizens Bank Park who said I couldn't do it.
Yep.
And I pointed at him. In the middle of Citizens Bank Park. And I was like, all right, you and me, let's go. And he backed right off.
He got chickened out because I pulled out my phone. Because obviously I was going to record it.
He was going to videotape.
And then he said he had too much ice juice that day, which he clearly did.
I am happy.
I'm in extremely good shape. And to do five sets of 50 push-ups is pretty damn good.
In 90 minutes? If you're in extremely good shape, you should be able to do
minutes,
that.
Well, I mean, 90 minutes shouldn't even count, quite frankly. You should be taking a minute and a half to 2
minutes.
No.
Why don't you take some testosterone?
All I'm saying, Sean, I did not say this as a thing to brag. I casually mentioned it.
Yeah, and then we all looked at you and said, no, that's ridiculous.
You're going to relax. I'm not. If I had said at one point, I did 250 in 20 minutes or 10 minutes, that would be one thing. All I'm going to prove that I can do is do what I said I can do.
Yeah. Well, and you've been chickened out by...
How do you ultimately express accountability for being able to do it in 90 minutes? I mean, how can you actually prove that?
I can do it here. Thanks for the call, Sean. And Sean is on the list to win the tickets. I can do it right here. The issue is, if I do it and everybody knows that I did it, nobody can make fun of me for it anymore.
Right.
So at one point, I asked Ike one day, do you want me to do it right here? And he said no. So set up the day. Put the day on. You know what we should do? When you and DeCamera do your challenge, one of those days should have the push-up challenge.
The push-up challenge? All right. I'm down. Whatever settles this, because you are very passionate about it, but you've been bullied by the neighborhood kids to not do it on your walk.
I started doing them on my walks
in
Mullica Hill.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
And for those in Mullica Hill, start driving around.
No.
Yep, start driving around, find Spike.
There's a little park near me that has a trail around these little league fields.
Yeah.
So I sort of look around by the trees, and I do it when nobody's looking.
That's good.
All right.
We need people in those trees.
215-592-9494. How big a deal is the Alvarado, what are we calling it, suspension?
Yes.
Coming up next for debate day, we're going to do some non-sports debates today. And we learned something about Hugh Douglas that I think should be on the table for a debate today. We will talk to Hugh about it next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What an early 2000s hype song by Buzz back there. It's Heart of a Champion by Nelly.
Yeah, getting fired up for these debates.
Oh, man!
No!
I'm going to kick your ass!
There it is. Ike's out today. It's just me and Jack. We are kicking off debate days. Yeah, I know. How does anyone deal with this?
Yes, yes.
We're kicking off debate days today with some non-sports debates. And we are bringing on one of our own to talk about this because I heard through the rumor mill that this guy does it. Buzz, hit it.
Debate days.
Okay. So here's the debate. Debate is, in a parking lot, let's say the grocery store, should you be backing into the parking lot like you need to get a do a getaway or something? And Hugh backs into spots, which just inconveniences everybody else. Hugh, defend yourself.
First of all, first time caller, long time listener. Love the show. Love the show. So my thing is, how is it offensive to other people or making it bad for other people that I back into a parking space?
Because everyone has to sit around and wait for you to back in like you're in the mafia or something and you're going to need to make a getaway.
Yeah, but it's way cooler. No,
it's not cool.
It's way cooler.
First of all, I drive a big-ass pickup truck.
Okay.
And it's easier to park it straight when you back it in. Because a lot of times, you know, the turn radius in the truck is a little bit different than a car and it's a lot bigger. So it's just easier for me just to back it in. And that's the only reason why I back it in, because, you know, I can use the backup camera and I can just back it in instead of, you know, pulling into a spot, then having to pull out and straighten up the truck and do things like that. So that's why I do it.
I maybe want to give you a little bit of a
It is a big truck. It's a really big truck.
It is a big truck?
Yeah. Oh, it's huge. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just don't understand. If you have the turning radius to turn out, why don't you have the turning radius to turn in?
Well, it's because it's a wider turn because you have the back end of the truck.
Okay.
That's no longer. So it's almost like driving a mini school bus. You know how when you drive a school bus?
No, I don't, actually.
Well, I've never driven one either, but I mean, that's a comparison because it's a longer wheel. It's a longer wheelbase between the wheels. But I will be honest with you because my truck is in the shop. And I have a rental, and I'm not gonna lie, I back the rental in as well.
Yeah, yes.
because it makes everyone wait.
Just pull in.
But when you back out, they're waiting the same amount of time.
They're not.
Listen, backing into
waiting.
Parking spaces is what men do.
No.
Especially with bigger trucks.
And you don't have a bigger truck.
I have an SUV. I'm a new SUV-sman.
It's a small SUV.
It's pretty decent size.
It's like a...
I was told size didn't matter. But, like, it's way cooler to back into a parking space.
It's not cooler to make everybody who is trying to get through or park wait.
But they're
while
trying
you
to get through
in.
When you back
my
out,
thing,
idiot.
My thing is this,
like you're in the mafia.
Why are you in such a hurry that you can't wait a couple of seconds till somebody parks?
Because I'm in a hurry to get everywhere.
Why don't you slow down and enjoy life a little bit?
Hugh, you spend too much time in Atlanta where you think everybody can take their time getting everywhere. I got places to be.
Southern hospitality,
yes.
Man. That is the truth, though, because it just seems like everybody's in a hurry up here. I'm in traffic now, and a guy, you know, like, you know, getting on the Schuylkill, sometimes there's traffic. Somebody didn't want to wait, so they just ride on the berm. Just so they could get to where they're going just a couple seconds faster? Makes no sense.
Oh, I hate those people, Hugh.
That's an Ike. That's an Ike thing.
Well, no, so what Ike and I do, and I only do this when Ike's around me, in case a guy gets out and wants to fight me, is I just park in the middle and don't let
it. So they can't get through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, those people are bad people. Only when Ike's around, though. I don't do it by myself.
That is ridiculous. That is just ridiculous.
All right, Hugh. Well, I'll give you a slight pass when you're driving your big truck, but when you're driving your rental, you should be pulling in straight.
So it's a habit at this point because I'm used to doing it, but that's the reason why I do it. It's like driving a big truck, man. You just want to make sure you're not bleeding into somebody else's lane. So it's just easy to back up and park it straight because sometimes you see trucks when they just pull in, they're a little bit over the line, and you know the parking spaces in our garage are not the biggest parking space. They're kind of tight.
So
you just want to make sure you know you give everybody get their parking space.
So to me, the people that back in end up hitting the cars more when they're backing in because they're parking in between two cars while they're backing in.
Bro, it's
and
not 1999.
Well, that's the point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The second thing is everyone tells me it's more dangerous to back out of a spot because you can't see. The backup cameras that are in these cars, I think, give me a better field of vision than my eyes even do. I see everything. I get a beep if somebody's walking by. I don't know. You shouldn't be backing into spots. Maybe if you're in your big truck, but not when you're in your rental.
No, I got to back in, man. It's just a habit.
Because you're a guy here.
Yeah, all right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're a man.
Hey, Jack, I know you don't need the Bluetooth, man. Still waiting on the Bluetooth. Somebody got to give me some Bluetooth.
All right. What's going on, man? We'll get them right to you in a discreet package.
Yeah, promo code 94, Hugh. First month for free.
Savings plug.
All right. There you go. So, great Hugh Douglas.
Is that Hugh's bone he has to pick?
Yeah, I think that is.
Hey-o.
He's very concerned about the Bluetooth. Now, so speaking of the backup camera, and you are someone who romanticizes the 90s and, you know, pre-technology being where technology is today.
Yeah.
I don't know how anyone parallel parked before the backup camera. It seems impossible.
Here's what you do. Did you never park without a backup camera?
Well, so I never had to parallel park with my old car.
Okay.
But now I live in town, so like I have to parallel park all the time.
So what you would do... And maybe you're too young to have done. Well, did you do this when you learned? Put your hand over the passenger seat as if you're putting your arm around somebody, and you turn your head back and you swing your head back and forth as you're parking.
It's a lot of angles, though.
To be honest, I do not use the backup camera when I parallel park because I'm better doing it with just my eyes.
So
with the feel.
The things that I don't get how you people existed before technology, like GPS. I don't know how you guys got anywhere. It was basically just going to the gas station and trust me, bro.
Well, there are maps.
Yeah, maps are hard to read, if we're going to be completely honest. And, you know, and then...
Someone tells you go north. You don't even know which way that is.
I don't.
He has no idea.
I'm still confused as to when they say the winds are in the south, at Citizens Bank Park, is that blowing in or blowing out?
Center City is north at Citizens Bank Park because it's in South Philly.
So you think that when the winds are blowing south, that means the wind's blowing in?
Yeah, but it depends which way home plate is facing. Is home plate facing north or
home plate is south,
facing Center City?
And Center City is in center field.
Oh, okay, yeah. So if it's blowing south, then it's blowing in. Yeah,
we got there.
Not that hard to figure out.
Right. Took me a little while. Yeah. And then I don't know how you guys parallel parked before backup cameras. Like, it's all just like, trust me.
It's not trust me. You look.
Yeah, but you don't really know how much space you have. Like, you're kind of just guessing. That's where you get the little, you know, the love taps of the cars around you.
Well, sometimes you need the love tap to figure out where you are, especially when I lived in South Philly, you got a love
tap. Those spaces are tight.
Yeah. Well, that's what the bumpers are for.
Nice.
You know, just a little here and there just to figure out where you are.
Yeah.
But I think you could still bump even with because when you're using the backup camera and it's beeping, sometimes it beeps a little too early.
Well, my new car, love it, but like it's going a little overboard some of the beeps.
With the beeping.
Yeah. Like I'm not going to hit that. I'm fine. But safety precautions.
And just once again, with the backing in, this is what happens every time I'm in a parking lot when I see somebody backing in. And I realized that I went to the grocery store yesterday in Woolwich Township, and I saw somebody backing in. And I do this exact same thing, even if I'm in the car by myself. I go, "Ooh, big man needs to make a getaway." Every time.
You just have to be offended by everything.
Are you robbing the place?
You just have to be offended.
You gotta get away quick.
It's so nice just being able to just pull out and just go. It's don't look at me with that face. How else?
You like pulling out?
How else did you want me to explain that?
Yeah.
How else did you want me to explain
it? It's not that efficient to do.
It's just so much easier. Yeah. You can just bang, you're out of there.
All right.
Rather than you gotta slowly back it up. That also slows everyone else down around you. You're 100% wrong on this.
215-592-9494. We'll take your calls on the debates, by the way. But talking about Jose Alvarado, if the Alvarado suspension is a big deal for the Phillies. 215-592-9494. Get your calls right after I tell you about a big deal for you. That is your windows and your doors. And when I show people our house, which we've done a lot of work in, we're very proud of, but every time they come in, I say, hey, you know, we are going to have a brand new front door from Guida. We are going to have brand new windows. And we're in that time of the year, in the spring, where you've put away all these little projects that you didn't want to do all winter, but now it's time. It's going to be summer before you know it. It's going to be hot outside. Your energy bills are going to go through the roof. You should replace the windows you haven't replaced. You should replace the doors you want to replace, whether it's an insulated front door, sliding patio door, garage door, whatever it is, you got to get in touch with Guida. 20% off everything. Every highly efficient, expertly installed window, 20% off. Every door, 20% off. Start your project with no money down, interest-free financing for up to 36 months. Just call them. 877-GO-GUIDA. They can tell you about the restrictions, and this is a limited-time offer, so they'll tell you how long you have, and you can schedule your free, no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Joe and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
What up, y'all? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Joe?
So, first I wanted to say, with Alvarado, look, he got busted. He was supposed to know what was in his body. It is what it is. Even Lane Johnson's got busted for PEDs at some point. What really pisses me off about him is, apparently what's being reported is he's left in the middle of the night, never talked to his teammates, never said anything. It's just kind of weasel for me and makes me wonder what his future is with this team.
Well, I think he was probably embarrassed. And I don't know him. Yeah, and I understand the concern on that part of it. My gut tells me is that's a shame thing and not a I don't care about my teammates thing. Now being able to stand up for it is important. I guess I don't know enough about that part of it to make the judgment.
Because everything you hear about Alvarado is he's a great teammate and everyone loves him in there.
Yeah.
So I
don't know about that part.
I get that. And what so the now is they need to go out and make a move. You got a team down south as the O's who need starting pitching. We got a bunch of starting pitching. Jack, what would you say Mick Abel, Seth Johnson, and Gene Cabrera for Felix Bautista?
We're sending Seth Johnson back to the Orioles. So
is he part of the Ruiz or not?
He was the Gregory Soto deal. I would love Felix Bautista. I mean, your trade back is just a lot of starters. Abel, I think, could be a part of it. They would probably want to bat. I love Felix Bautista. Unfortunately, I think that's going to, like, he's my number one guy, I think. Him and Duran. But I just think it's so early, and the Orioles just fired their manager. They're probably going to try to get back into this thing.
It's so early. Yeah, it's so early for them.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way they're giving up on
well,
the season.
Well, and they're going to think we get closer to the deadline, we're going to create a bidding war. Now, I guess theoretically you can just severely overpay, but do you really want to do that as well? It's a tough spot, but I love Felix Bautista, the pitcher, Joe.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I just think they're desperate. We're desperate. You got two desperate teams going back and forth.
Well, maybe it could be a smaller deal. Like I think they would view Felix Bautista as someone that they can get a haul for if they really do fall out of it. But maybe one of the other, I mean, Sir Anthony, want to bring Sir Anthony back? Maybe
nah.
A little the smaller deal. Gregory Soto, want to bring him back? Another lefty out of the bullpen? Maybe a smaller deal, but I don't think a big deal right now.
Did you guys see this? New York Times wrote that Boehm was in consideration for being traded for a couple of relievers off the Yankees. I don't know if they're just talking out their butts, but I was wondering if that's something, if they got any arms in their pen that we could use.
Yeah, I hear you. I find it hard to believe that right now they would trade their starting third baseman for a reliever. I know like in the offseason that was maybe the idea, but he has picked it up. I mean, unless we want to go with Sosa every day.
That was in the article. You know, I'd go with Sosa over Boehm.
Well, I don't think... The thing about Sosa over Boehm is that even if Sosa isn't quite as productive, I just don't think the difference is that much. If you're talking about over 5 years, there's probably a big difference. If you're talking about over 100 games, the difference between Sosa and Boehm at the plate, I don't think is that big. For next question today, Joe, did you have a bone to pick with either me or Jack?
I have one with you,
oh,
Spike.
Boy. Okay.
Love it.
Yeah.
So, all right. I feel it's a little wormish with you and Daryl Morey.
Yep. Mm. Everyone sees
it. He can never do no wrong. He's this great GM.
Hall of Famer, yeah.
All that combined.
Yeah.
But yet it's being reported that he wants to trade the third overall pick in Paul George for Kevin Durant.
So first of all, just to be clear, that's not what's being reported. And this is what happens is like, well, it's true. Jonathan Givony, who is a draft guy, wrote, teams expect the Sixers to try to use the number three pick and Paul George to try to trade for a star like Kevin Durant. So it's not been reported anywhere. And I guess I would ask you this. Do you think Kevin Durant is much better than Paul George, right? I would assume.
I would say it's about equal.
The conversation is going to end there. I mean, he's much better, and he's only got 1 year left on his deal. So in that trade, I wouldn't do that trade either. I don't think Daryl would do that trade, but you're getting a much better player, and you're shaving 3 years off the contract. So
I mean, if it saves 3 years off the contract, but you got a 38-year-old player coming in to play with an injury-prone center.
Yeah, I understand it. They're not in a great position. But then the other point is, what do you think that three pick is doing for you for the next 4 years?
You know, honestly, I mean, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
They are.
Keep the pick and draft, or they could, trade it and try to grit in another free agent. But it's stuck in a rock and a hard place. My issue with the bone to pick with you is that he's this Hall of Famer, great GM.
He
he hasn't really done much since his Rocket days.
Well, I mean, he's had one losing season in his entire career as a GM, and that was this year. So I'm not saying he's infallible, but he's had one losing season. One. Like, I want you to, like, look at other basketball GMs who have been in sports as long as he has and find a record. Now, has he won a title? No, but he can't play for them. I don't think he's infallible, but I think he's been very good. Thank you for the call, Joe.
And I bet he doesn't back into parking spaces.
I bet you he doesn't.
I bet he's a forward parker. If he backed in, he'd probably have a title by now.
Yes. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you back into parking spaces, yes or no? Have you looked at the results of this yet?
No.
What, do you want to guess?
I would say 55, yes.
62.8, yes.
Bunch of guys out there.
So the Eagles said yes today to Nick Sirianni.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, the team announced, so Eagles get Insider of the Year credit for that.
That's true.
They have re-signed Nick Sirianni to a multi-year extension. On the heels of Jeff McClain reporting that the Eagles have re-employed Joe Douglas to a senior scouting position for the team.
Interesting. And the newspaper reporter had that?
Newspaper reporter had it.
Hmm.
Did Elliot have it?
He did not have it.
Hmm.
But did I see more tweets about Ace Bailey this weekend?
Yeah, maybe he's concentrating on the wrong thing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Our Eagles reporter, Eagles Insider of the Year champion.
You know,
on less basketball.
Less Ace Bailey
photoshops. No one cares.
Yeah.
No one cares.
More reporting on Joe Douglas.
I don't tweet about basketball.
No.
I don't tweet about football.
Hardly.
Because I don't want to deal with the people.
Yeah. You tweet about baseball. I tweet about what people want.
You know what I do? I stay in my lane.
Stay in your lane, Ellie.
That's the only reason we're bringing him on.
Well,
at three.
We had him on Friday, and I brought Joe Douglas up to him, not as a potential thing, but maybe something goes off in his head. Hey, what if the Eagles signed Joe Douglas was here at one of the playoff games?
Yeah.
Or was it? Regular season game. I think the regular season finale.
And I think he scoffed. I don't know if there's video of him, but I think he's like, idiot.
Joe Douglas.
Yeah, why would you ever suggest that? So, just disappointing stuff from him. But I guess adding a former GM back into the building. I mean, I always wonder, like, if you're Joe Douglas, you were here, you got a GM job elsewhere off of your success here, and you got to come back.
I don't know. I have found coming back from New York for less responsibility to be a joy.
Sure.
Yeah, so...
Certainly has that.
Yeah, so we got another one from New York. Got me, Saquon.
Sure.
Now Joe Douglas.
That's all we do.
I think... I understand what you're saying. I think probably eventually Joe Douglas wants one of those jobs again.
Yeah.
But there is probably some... Like, there's so much else that comes with being a GM than just player evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to go to what he is specifically great at, which is player evaluation, for a little while and just concentrate on that, I bet to a certain extent, and not have to deal with Aaron Rodgers going on Pat McAfee every week and talking about your team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's relieved about it. And the Sirianni thing.
Yes.
First of all, very happy he got the extension.
You don't think they should have made him a lame duck this year, make him earn it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Didn't we have one call that said they should do that?
I think we did.
Yeah,
100% did.
Sirianni prove it year?
Yeah, Sirianni prove it year. Now he's proven.
Yes.
There's no prove it year for Sirianni.
I can't think of a guy that I have turned as like 180 on as I did with Sirianni. I was sure they should have fired him into the season last year. If for no other reason than it set up a bad situation for him. You know, they had taken away, publicly at least, some of his power. Then after then there was the I guess they weren't playing well at the bye, but then we had the fighting with fans after the Cleveland game.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought it was going to fall apart. And then every time last year that they faced a fork in the road and a tough situation, they overcame it. And every time they overcame it, the players gave him credit for it. And I thought last year he did... It's very easy to say when a coach wins a Super Bowl that he did an exceptional job.
Mm-hmm.
But even before the playoffs, I think he had done an exceptional job. And he has, I think, not only been a really, really good coach, but he has grown into it. And I think he's become a better coach since he's been here because he has been not just made aware of what his deficiencies are, but I think actually specifically like attacking those deficiencies and getting better.
And I've loved what he's done this offseason. I think this has been... I just want him to be calm. I appreciate the passion. We're passionate people. We got passions for things, but it can't be detrimental. And I think this year, this offseason has been really impressive from that standpoint. And he is another title, maybe not even another title, another run to the Super Bowl. A title would be a cherry on top. But he could go down as the greatest coach in Philadelphia sports history. I mean, he's on that track because a lot of those guys have won. I mean,
right.
Doug has one. Charlie has one. Obviously, Fred Shiro has two.
Yep.
You know, Billy Cunningham has one. There's not many two-time champions in the city.
Well, the difficult part for
besides him, college coaches, I know Jay Wright.
Yes.
I'm talking like professional.
Professional coaches. The difficult thing for him is just going to be keeping the job. And that's not because I don't think he'll do a good job. It's just like the number of coaches in the NFL who can withstand a bad season or two and not get fired is small, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now he has great infrastructure around him. I also think having Howie and the front office infrastructure here is good for him in that he is not guaranteed good personnel, but, you know, likely he's going to have good personnel all the time. So the key with him, I think, is just time. If he keeps the job long enough, it would be hard to believe. Like, if he keeps it, I'm trying to think how many more years he needs. Seven?
Yeah.
Six, seven, something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe one or two more runs. Even if he doesn't win another one, just one or two more runs, it could put him in position to do that. All right. We will bring on Elliot Shore Parks next, essentially just to shame him for not getting this.
Come on, man. Big Sirianni stuff. He's Captain Sirianni.
We will talk to him about Captain Sirianni and the return of Joe Douglas. Also talking about Jose Alvarado and his suspension. Big deal. are not such a big deal. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.